Do you have balance in your life? Do you have balance in your life? Meaning this, do you spend time with God on a regular basis? Do you spend time resting? Do you spend time enjoying life and celebrating? Do you take care of your responsibilities in life? Do you spend time with people that are important to you? Do you spend time making yourself a better person? See, when we don't have balance in our lives, we start to lose focus. We start to become stressed out. We start to become lazy. We start to become unfulfilled. We respond to others in unhealthy ways. And in general, we're not pleased with ourselves. We don't really like who we are. And really, the bottom line is we're not pleasing to God. Do you realize the natural flow of life is actually balance? King Solomon, the wisest man that ever lived, except for Jesus, teaches us the natural flow of life is balance. And I just want you to look at Ecclesiastes 3, verse 1. It says this, "For everything there is a season and a time for every matter under heaven." So in creation, creation shows us balance and organization. Seasons also demand different responses and conjure up different emotions, right? How do you respond to the changing seasons? How do you respond to the changing seasons? Depends on the season, right? Okay, it's summertime. Yay! I love summer, right? Some of you are like that. Part of the reason why we're doing this Summer of My Soul is just because summer is that time where you think about different things, things like celebrating and stuff. But for the most part, we respond to changing seasons differently, right? Most people respond with complaints. I used to pump gas when I was in high school and early in college, and that's all people would do is just complain about the weather, okay? They would come in, hot enough for you? Okay, cold enough for you? Okay, like everything was like a joke about the season, right? But people complain, even thinking back to the beginning of the summer, right? The summer started off slow, it was a little chilly, and then we had that 90 degree heat wave, and everybody's like, see, you wanted summer, now it's here. Right? People always have a complaint about the weather, whether it's too hot, too cold, whether it's too perfect or not perfect enough. But seriously, when seasons change, we respond different ways, and we should respond different ways. We dress differently. The other day, I think 2 weeks ago, when we were in that 90 degree like little heat wave, I was driving down the road and I saw a guy walking down the street and he literally had a long black trench coat on. I'm like, okay, what's going on here? Something's wrong. So we should obviously dress differently. We should plan to do things differently, right? In the summertime, we plan to do different things than we do in the wintertime or in the fall or the spring. We manage our households differently. We change things up, right? We go from heat to air conditioning. We change the filters. We do all the things that we are supposed to do when the seasons change. If you don't respond differently to each season, you'll not be prepared for the season, right? If you don't respond differently, you're not going to be prepared. Or you'll look foolish, or you'll harm yourself. So basically, we need to have balance to be ready for the changing seasons of life. And that's what we're going to talk about. If we don't have balance in the changing seasons of life, what happens is we're out of balance. For instance, if you're celebrating all the time, you're not going to take care of your responsibilities. If you're always working, you're not going to spend time resting and enjoying life. If you spend all your time with friends, you'll probably neglect your family. And if you don't spend time with God, you're not going to have the right focus in life. So the bottom line today is this. If you don't live in balance, seasons will change and you'll be unprepared to deal with them. If you don't live in balance, seasons will change and you will be unprepared to deal with them. So in this series, what we're going to do is we're going to learn how. How do I set myself up to live in balance so when the seasons change, I'm actually prepared for them? How do I set myself up to live in balance so when the seasons change, I am prepared for them? So in this first message, here's what I want to do. I want to look at the seasons of life that we will encounter. So I believe in Ecclesiastes 3, 2 through 8, God is communicating through Solomon that there are things that fall under four seasons that God allows to come into our lives. Solomon is teaching, just like the seasons of nature change, the seasons of life change. And all of you guys probably realize this. Just like the seasons of nature change, the seasons of life change. So this passage, Ecclesiastes 3, 2 through 8, it's not an exhaustive list because it's more of a poem. But I think we can narrow what is on the list down to four seasons. So I want to look at Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verses 2 through 8, and try not to hear the bird song from the 60s. Okay? Try not to think of that. I just ruined it for you, right? Okay? I knew I would get a laugh at this group because you guys maybe listened to that in the 60s, right? At the 11:30, they're going to be like, what are you talking about, Pastor Mike? You're crazy, because most of the kids there are like, you know, in their 20s. So here we go. Ecclesiastes 3, 2 through 8 says this. A time to be born, a time to die. A time to plant, and a time to pluck up what is planted. A time to kill, a time to heal. A time to break down and a time to build up. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together. A time to embrace, a time to refrain from embracing. A time to seek and a time to lose. A time to keep and a time to cast away. A time to tear and a time to sow. A time to keep silent and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time for war and a time for peace. So there's four seasons here, and here's what I want to do. I want to teach them to us. I want us to learn them, and I want us to feel, you know, the weight of how some need different responses. So the first season is this, seasons of acceptance. Seasons of acceptance. Death, loss, mourning, and weeping. Generally speaking, these are things in life that we have little to no control over, and we have to accept them. The song we sang, It Is Well, perfect song for that. You might be in a storm or something that's going on in your life, and you just realize, this is something that I just have to accept. If we do not accept these seasons and deal with them, we will not have balance. We will become depressed. We will become crushed. A few weeks ago, I taught about this, dealing with difficult situations. Remember that? When God's people were in exile, when we did our Old Testament survey. Then I taught about coming out of that exile and how you had to pursue your new normal, knew what back to normal is, right? Part of that is accepting. This is where I am in life. Like it or not, these are things that have happened to me or things that I'm going through, that this is where I am in life and I need to accept it. Henry Wadsworth Longfellow said it this way, "For after all, the best thing one can do when it is raining is let it rain." Okay? That's what happens. That's a statement of accepting things that we have no control over. It's a season of acceptance. We'll go through many seasons of acceptance in life. Maybe you're in one right now. Maybe it's difficult for you to accept that right now, but you're in that season of acceptance. You're working through, you're grappling with those things. Maybe you're listening to things, you're reading things to help you accept. Here's where I am. I have no control over this, and this is what life is like right now. But you know what? During seasons of acceptance, they teach us a major lesson. They teach us a major lesson, and that lesson is this. Jesus is in control, and I need to trust him. Jesus is in control, and I need to touch him, trust him. Everything that I believe about what his word says about me and about life, I need to trust that. I don't like the situation I'm in those seasons of acceptance sometimes, right? But I have to trust Jesus. But you know what? Sometimes we're not meant to accept certain things. Sometimes we're called to act on them, which brings us to the next season, and that's the seasons of action. These are things that need to be done. Plant, reap, build up, heal, cast away, gather, seek, keep, throw away, sow, speak. These are all things in that passage. They're words of action. They remind us as believers, we need to be people of action, right? James 1:22 says what? Be doers of the word, not only hearers. People of action. 1 Peter 1:13 says this, prepare your mind for action. So there's some seasons in life where you need to act. There will be seasons of actions that may even feel overwhelming. Most of you know in March of 2018, my dad passed away. March 19th, I got a call from my brother, and the call was this: when's the last time you heard from dad? And as soon as I got that call, it was on. I knew he lived alone. He lived alone. My brother hadn't heard from him. I hadn't heard from him. So long story short, my brother went over there. My dad passed away March 19th. From March 19th, it was like the action just turned on. It didn't really end till November 16th when we closed on his house. Because guess what? My dad had a 1,500 square foot house filled with stuff that he never threw away. Let me just tell you this. If you think that you're going to die anytime soon, throw your stuff away, okay? Just tell you, okay? You will probably die sometime soon, okay? Happy Sunday. So my wife and I, we spent literally the better part of 9 months in a season of action, constantly cleaning out, selling things, getting rid of the car, taking care of issues with the estate, all these different things. There was so much going on in my life. Now when I look back at that time, I'm like, how did I get anything done? There were points during that time, that season of actions, that things felt way out of balance, way out of balance. Thankfully, in there, I was able to remind myself of the balance that I needed to have. You know what? You might remember a season of action, or you might be in one. Seasons of action teach us a greater lesson, and that is, in order to take action and accomplish things, we need the help and wisdom of Jesus. You know what? You might be in one of those seasons so overwhelmed right now, and you're like, I don't even know what to do. I don't even know what to do. I don't even know where to turn. I don't even know. You know, people would text me, and they ask me, like, do you need any help? And I'd be like, I don't even know what to tell you. Like, yes, but I don't even know how you can help me. Have you ever felt that way? You're just like, oh, it was a nice gesture, but I don't even know how to mobilize you to help me. Because these are things that I need to take care of. So what happens is, in order to take that action and accomplish those things, we need the wisdom and guidance from Jesus. That means we need to go to him. If we live life out of balance, if we're not spending time with the Lord Jesus, guess what? We're not going to know what to do. Which brings us to the next, and those are seasons of discernment. Seasons of discernment. We have seasons of actions, but sometimes it's not clear what the action is, or the action is not cut and dry. It's not, okay, that's an easy one. That's an easy one. It's a, oh man, I don't really know what to do here. This is a very difficult one. I call these seasons of discernment because we need to discern what is best and what is the godly action to take in the situation. Now you'll see on the screen, war, kill, tear, breakdown, and hate. Now when you read this, you're like, a time to hate? A time to kill? What in the world is Solomon talking about here? Now I'm not going to go into depth on all of these, but I want to say all these things take godly discernment, not only on what to do, but when to do it. Now, unfortunately, we live in a world where there's evil people that will not stop doing evil, correct? I mean, you watch the news, you're part of our culture, you're part of what's going on in this world. There are people that are doing evil things. They're hurting others. They must be stopped. They don't listen to sound reason, and they don't listen to sound judgment. There's a time for war, and there's a time to kill. Unfortunately, we live in a world and a culture where there's people that won't stop doing evil. This is why you'll notice when our deacons or our, the ones that are doing the prayer and the scripture reading, they'll pray for the leaders of our country for what? For godly discernment. Because they're leading our country. Okay? They're leading our country, and we want to make sure that they have godly discernment so they don't step into something before it's time. That they give adequate time for people to turn from their evil ways. Now, most of you probably realize this. Our 16th president, Abe Lincoln, served as a president during the Civil War, in which the issue of slavery divided our country. It took great discernment for him as president. Great discernment for him as president. But listen to what he said. He said, "I know there is a God, and that he hates injustice and slavery." A time to hate, right? He hates injustice and slavery. He said, "I see the storm coming, and I know that his hand is in it. If he has a place and a work for me, and I think he has, I believe I am ready." Now, think about the years of our country. What it would have been like if Abraham Lincoln wasn't the president during that time, that he didn't seek godly discernment, that he didn't think that God had a will for our land. What would this country be like? There's a time to discern. There's seasons of discernment. And guess what? Now he goes down as one of the most popular and one of the most cherished presidents of all time. But if anybody's a student of history, was it like that then for him? No, he had to use great discernment to make the difficult decisions. He believed God planned him to be there at the time in history for our country, one of the biggest seasons of discernment to discern what God's will is for our country. You know what? Romans 12:9 says this: hate what is evil, cling to what is good. Hate what is evil, cling to what is good. You know what? Other seasons of discernment, because most of us are not going to be in that seat, right? Okay, we're not going to be the president of the United States, nor most of us wouldn't even want to be. But there's other seasons of discernment, right? A time to keep silent. There's one for you, right? That takes some discernment, right? Especially some of you who may be empty nesters, maybe you have a child that's getting married and you don't agree with where they're going to live, what the wedding's going to look like, and God's just like, here's a time for you to zip it, okay? Don't say anything. Let them live their life. A man shall leave his father and mother and cleave to his wife. Maybe you should be quiet at this time. Children, maybe there's some children here. There's a time to keep silent. You want to plead your case and your parents are like, nope, this is the way it is. Zip it. A time to keep silent. That takes some discernment, right? A time to refrain from embracing. That's a weird one, right? A time to not hug, okay? This could be a reference to working out problems and issues rather than being fake. Given the fake pat-pat hug, like, oh, everything's fine, but really we have a problem. So God is saying, you know what? Take some discernment and work that problem or issue out. These are not fun things, are they? They're not fun things, but they take discernment. So we seek the Lord and his guidance and discern what is the most appropriate thing to do in the situation. Now, the seasons of discernment teach us to seek the Lord to make wise decisions because we have to discern what is right or wrong. Now, I realize these three seasons, acceptance, action, discernment, they're difficult to do, right? They're difficult. It's difficult to accept. It's difficult to act. It's difficult to discern. But Jesus is willing to help us, isn't he? He's willing to help us. And Matthew 11:28 says this. Jesus says, "Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Which brings us to our favorite season. And those are seasons of blessings. We love those seasons, right? We love seasons of blessings. Things that make life good. Birth, laughter, dancing, embracing, peace. These are things that make life good. If you've ever given birth or if you've ever been there, if you're a dad and you've been there when birth is happening, it's a crazy thing, but here's what happens. When that baby is put into the mother's arms, what happens? Tears of joy. Tears of joy. This is the biggest blessing that God can give us. A child. So amazing. Tears of joy happen. Laughter. Proverbs 17:22. A joyful heart is good medicine. I love to laugh. Do you love to laugh? I love to laugh. The next one, dancing. Here's an interesting story for you. My son Zane, who will be 17 in September, which is mind-blowing to me, I can still remember one of the first times that he ever laughed was at me dancing in front of him. Yeah, I danced that bad. But I've been to some weddings where some of you are there too, and yeah, okay. So here's the thing. Laughter, dancing, embracing, peace. These are all things that bring blessing into our lives. These are seasons of blessing, and they teach us, here's what they teach us to do. They teach us to worship the Lord, to give thanks, to enjoy, to celebrate, to bless others. These are all good things that God desires us to do. Sad to say that many people take seasons of blessing and say, yeah, good, I worked for it, that's why I'm blessed. I did this, I achieved, or, you know, things are just going good. But those seasons of blessing should remind us to thank the Lord, to worship Him, to enjoy Him, to celebrate, to bless others. But you know what? Sometimes these four seasons are all over the map in our lives, right? We can't expect the seasons of blessings to come right after a season of acceptance. It's not like, okay, now you're in a season of acceptance. You lost a loved one, this and that. Soon a blessing's coming. We can't expect that. It's not like the natural seasons where you can expect summer to come, where you expect winter to come. So what happens here is this. The seasons can be all over the map. Actually, you can be going through multiple seasons at the same time in different areas of life. Have you experienced that? Man, over here I'm blessed, but over here, okay? You're just not feeling good in this season, but you're feeling great in this season, and it's just two different areas in life. So what is the point of these different seasons of our lives? What is the point? And I believe this is the point. God placed you in the time and season you are in so that you will seek Him. God placed you in the time and season you are in so that you will seek Him. Listen to what Paul said in Acts 17, 26 through 27. You can just listen. It says this, "And He made from one man every nation of mankind to live on the face of the earth, having determined allotted periods and boundaries of their dwelling place, that they should seek God and perhaps feel their way toward Him and find Him. Yet He is actually not far from each one of us." No matter what season you find yourself in, you need the Lord. No matter what season you find yourself in, you need the Lord. The first step is this. You have to ask, do I have a relationship with Him? The very simple question, do I believe in Jesus? Do I believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross to pay the price for my sins? Do I believe that He rose again to prove that He was God? Do I believe that everyone who believes in Him will have eternal life? If you don't believe that, you don't have a relationship with God. God has placed you in whatever season that you're in so that you would seek after Him, so that you would find Him. So, for instance, if you're in a season of action, maybe there might be a Christian person that comes in your life and says, "Hey, I see that you're really busy. I see that you're really stressed out. Can I help you with that?" That's our job as Christians, right? Hey, I see that you're in a season of action and I want to help you. Maybe you're in a season of acceptance. Maybe you lost somebody you love. Maybe you lost something you love. And you know what? God is trying to say, you know what? I know you're in pain, but you need me more than you need whatever you lost. So God is saying, hey, listen. Listen up. Do you have a relationship with me? If you do have a relationship with him, the next step is to realize no season is allowed into your life without God knowing about it, without God allowing it to happen, and without God giving you the strength in Christ to handle it. But think about it this way. In your life, he wants you to continue to seek him. So you might be a Christian, you might have a relationship with him already, but he will want you to continue to seek him, to continue to practice seeking after him. That is only going to happen if you start to practice balance in your life. So here's what we're going to do. And this kind of sounds weird, but this sermon was a grand illustration for the next six sermons. For the remainder of the summer, what we're going to do is we're going to learn soul care practices. And here they are. They're going to be up on the screen. Sabbath rest, silence and meditation, intentional relationships, sharpening skills, responsibility, and what we all love, celebrating. Celebrating. In order for us to deal with the changing seasons of life. Because we can't stop those seasons that we talked about. They're all going to come into our life. How we respond to them will basically be how much balance we actually have in our lives. So these need to be practiced on a consistent basis, because if you don't live in balance, seasons will change and you'll be unprepared to deal with them. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we're thankful for this day. I'm thankful, Lord, that you bring different seasons into our lives. And even though we don't like certain seasons and we love other seasons, Lord, we pray that we do seek after you. And the only way we're going to do that is if we pursue balance in our spiritual lives. So I pray, Lord, this summer, for the duration of this summer, that we learn these things so that we can be well-balanced followers of you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.